Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of qualities necessary to possess your inheritance in Christ. We have an inheritance in Jesus Christ as heirs, joint heirs with Him. He's an heir of all things, and praise God, all the promises of God are yours. You have a covenant with God, and because of that, you can know that He's going to perform the promises of God and bring forth the inheritance in your life. God has given you authority over the enemy. He's given you the word to put on, which is the armor of God, and He wants you to walk in His ways, praise God. We've been looking at many principles. We're going to pick up here in Joshua 23 today in verse 5. The Lord your God, He shall expel them from before you and drive them out from your sight, and you shall possess their land as the Lord your God hath promised you. This is talking about driving the enemies out of their land. Remember, the physical enemies are a type of the spiritual enemies which we are dealing with in our own life. And we are to cast out and expel and drive out the enemies out of our life in order to possess the promises of God. And here it says that you're going to have to expel them. And they're going to have to be eliminated if you're going to possess the promised land. In verse 6, he says this, "Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses." God wants you to be courageous to do the word of God consistently. Have that courage. Remember, he said, be strong and of a good courage. Only be strong and very courageous. Have not I commanded thee to be strong and courageous? That was in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 9. Be very courageous to keep and do all that's written. That means no compromise in your life. You can't just compromise God's word and think that you're going to possess your promises. It's not going to happen. You've got to be obedient to Him and consistent in doing what He says. And He says that you turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. We're not going to turn aside. We're going to walk the straight and narrow. Then in verse 7, He says, that you come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, or bow yourselves unto them. This speaks of the fact that you must separate yourself from the things of this world and from compromise in your life and walk wholly with the Lord your God. Verse 8. He says, but cleave unto the Lord your God as you've done unto this day. That means we're going to really stick to Him. We're going to adhere to the Lord and walk with Him. Verse 9, the Lord hath driven out from among you great nations and strong, but as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. And that speaks of no spiritual stronghold of the enemy, no demonic power, no enemy can stand before you. You have been given authority and power over all the ability of the enemy, and you shall get the victory. No enemy can stand before you all the days of your life. Verse 10, he says, one of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, He it is that fighteth for you as He hath promised you. Remember, the battle's the Lord's and the victories are the Lord fights for us. Then in verse 11 he says, take good heed therefore unto yourselves that you love the Lord your God. These are all principles for you to possess your inheritance in Christ. You've got to love God, and if you really love God, you're going to keep His commandments and you're not going to follow your own ways. Verse 12, he says, else if you do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you, know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before thee, but they will be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God hath given you. This is so important that you realize you can't go backwards. You must continue to do what God says, and He says continue to walk in His ways, otherwise He's not going to drive out your enemies anymore. And if you don't continue in His ways, the enemies are going to come back. This is why He says go and sin no more in the New Testament, and otherwise the worst thing will come upon you, the same problem you had, and even a worse situation the next time. verse 14, he says, "Behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof." I tell you, you need to realize that God's not going to fail on His promises. So in this passage of Scripture, it says they're going to have to expel and drive out the enemies. They're going to have to be courageous to do the Word of God. They can't compromise and turn aside one way or the other. They're going to have to separate themselves from all the things of this world. And they were to cleave unto God, and knowing that no one can stand before them because God's given them the victory. The Lord fights their battles. They must love the Lord their God and not go back in any way, and realize that if they would draw back, no more will the enemies be driven out. Instead, the enemies will come in and bring destruction. And we must also know that no promise of God will ever fail. Nothing that God ever has said will fail. His word will come to pass in your life. Judges chapter 2, over here in verse 20. He says, "The anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people hath transgressed my covenant, which I commanded." He commanded this covenant, and they transgressed it. They didn't continue in it. He says, "I will henceforth not drive out any from among them of the nations which Joshua left when he died." I'm not going to drive any more enemies out. You see, God's going to bring you into your inheritance as you eliminate the enemies. But if you don't walk in His ways, you know, you're not going to be driven out anymore. You must keep the way of the Lord and walk in the way that He's told you. He says that through them I may prove Israel whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein or not. We must walk in His ways. In fact, God's going to prove us. He's proven us through His Word. He gives us the Word of God, finds out whether we're going to do it. Are you doing the Word of God consistently? If you're not doing the Word of God consistently, don't wonder why the promises are not happening in your life. You've got to be consistent to walk in His ways and keep the way of the Lord, and then He will drive out your enemies. In Judges chapter 18, verse 9, he said, "Arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the Lord, and behold, it's very good. And are you still? Be not slothful to go and to enter to possess the land." Don't be slothful. Don't be lazy. Get up and start doing the Word. Don't sit still. Rise up and get going forth in the things that God has told you to do in your life. Psalms 25, verse 12. "What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth." We can possess the inherited promises of God. But what's he say? You're going to have the fear of the Lord. That's to hate evil and walk in His ways with a reverential respect and awe of Him, being wholly submitted unto the Lord. As you have that, He'll teach you in the way that you're going to have to choose, and your soul will dwell at ease, and you will possess the promised land in your life. So you have to be taught. Taught the Word of God, and submit and do what He says. Deny yourself and walk in His ways. Psalms 37, verse 9, he says, "The evildoers will be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." In verse 11, "The meek shall inherit the earth." God wants you to have a meek attitude. That's a teachableness. That's a yieldedness unto the Lord. And then what's He going to bring you? It says that He's going to bring you abundance of peace. You'll delight yourself in abundance of peace. It says the righteous will inherit the land in verse 29, and they're going to dwell therein forever, praise God. You're going to see the promises of God come to pass. In verse 34, he says, "Wait on the Lord and keep His way. He shall exalt thee to inherit the land." See, God exalts us in due time, doesn't He? He wants us to humble ourselves, though. Wait upon Him. Be meek before Him. Walk in the ways of righteousness. Keep His word, praise God. And then He will exalt us in due season. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35 says, "The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools." We're going to inherit the glory, which is the manifest presence of God, if we walk in the wisdom of God that He's given unto us. Proverbs 8:21. He says, "I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures." He causes those that love Him to inherit substance. Those that love Him are going to possess the inheritance. They're going to be prosperous. Those that love Him do His word consistently. You know, showing forth love is just not giving them lip service. "Oh yeah, I love you, God." It's shown by your action, by what you do consistently, by the words of your mouth, by the thoughts, by the attitudes, the motivation that you have, whether you're walking in His ways and doing His commandments consistently or not. Obadiah In Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17, he says this, "But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions." Notice that. He said there's going to be deliverance, there's going to be holiness, and then they're going to possess their possessions. And this is upon Mount Zion. Mount Zion is ascending up the mountain to the place of walking in victory. And that speaks of the remnant who are going to rise up and walk in God's ways. And how are they going to get to possess their possessions? The first thing is they're going to go through deliverance. Deliverance must come to the body of Christ to be delivered from the inherited generational curses and the demonic spirits that have come into their life and have hindered them from walking in the promises of God and possessing their possessions. Deliverance is going to bring forth holiness, because deliverance will cause you to deal with every area, every problem in your life. And as you get delivered and you walk in God's ways, it produces holiness in you. And the result of holiness is you're going to possess your possessions. See, many Christians, they want to possess their promises, but they don't want to do things God's way. You got to do things God's way if you're going to possess the promises of God. And it's going to be deliverance. You're going to have to come through the way of deliverance and get set free and deal with all these demonic strongholds in your life, all the areas of sin, get delivered in from everything of the enemy, walk in holiness, then you'll possess your possessions. Praise God. In Zechariah chapter 8, in verse 12, he says, "The seed shall be prosperous, the vine will give her fruit, the ground will give her increase, the heavens will give her dew, and I'll cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things." The remnant are the ones who are going to possess the promises of God. Hallelujah. Luke 21:19, "In your patience or steadfastness, possess ye your souls." And this is important, that your prosperity in life and possessing the promises is going to be in proportion to the prosperity of your soul. See, many people, they want to prosper, they want health, they want victory, but you've got to deal with the area of your soul. The Bible says that you'll be prosperous and be in health even as your soul prospers. And it's important for us to walk in His ways. 1 Thessalonians 4:4, "Every one of us should know how to possess our vessel in sanctification and honor." God is speaking to His church to call them to the place of getting delivered, walk in holiness, be obedient to Him, love Him with all their heart, be sanctified, and then you'll possess your promises. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.